Kesem Shin Tzadi Beis Seif Aleph Yaches Ethan. Page Resh Nun Tes comes after page 516. And let me just give you a general idea. I'm going to go through the whole Siman very quickly because most of the halachos in the Siman are not looking at the Lamaisa. The very detailed laws that relate to the ancient alleyways, which are very small dimensions or are dimensions which we're not really familiar with. But the basic idea is a fascinating halacha that's in the Gemara, and that's the topic of the siman. And the men poskim, they struggle with this very much. B'zman hazeh, why we are not nizer in this? When you make an eruv in a community, in a city, you have to leave out a section. Why must you leave out a section of the city? You should not forget that there's a halacha that you're not allowed to carry in the Rishos Sarab. If you live in a community, right, you live in a big community, and there's an Eruv, which covers 100,000 people, and you grew up like this from the time you're 3 years old, you carry to shul, you carry to your friend's home, and you're not necessarily sitting and learning the whole day, and learning Mesach the Erev, and learning Shulchan Aruch, a person can come to forget that there's a prohibition to carry from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. It can happen to such a thing. There's a city, there's an Erev in a city, in a large city, you can forget that there's something called Isur Hoitzoh HaChnasah and Mimavir Dal Ramas Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, as a safeguard, no one should ever dare forget this halacha. When you make a community Erev, you must leave out one area, a bayis, a chotzer, a mavui, and in that bayis, chotzer, mavui, everyone knows you're not allowed to carry from your home into that area or from your courtyard to that courtyard, and that will serve as a reminder that there is indeed a prohibition of hetzav achnos and mavid al ramos, and the only reason why we are allowed to carry where we do carry is because we have made for ourselves a that is lach. There must be a shiur. Shiur means a leftover. Part of the city that's part of the community that is not included in the Erev. Now, what are you going to ask me? Well, let's say you use the Erev in this community. Where is the shiur? Where is it? Okay, so the answer is it's not such a question over here because the Erev, the part where there is an Erev is just a subset of the larger city. Okay, in Brooklyn, and for that matter, all communities, we don't live in walled cities today. We live in the United States, coast to coast, right? From sea to shining sea. There are no walls. So when you make an Erev in a community where the boundary ends, you just go a little bit further, they're at max. You can't carry. That is the shiur. We're dealing here with ancient walled cities. In a walled city, there's a wall. So everything is included in this city. In the walled city, you have to leave out a certain section. We'll see. We'll discuss this as we go through the halacha. We'll just try to go very quickly. Ir shehoisa kinyan yah. Now, the first thing he talks about is the exception to the rule. The exception to the rule is if it's a privately owned city. Okay, this is something which is not a gay halacha l'mayim, so you don't have to say privately owned city. But let's say, Louis, so you have a privately owned city, then there's no requirement to have a shiur. A shiur only must be done in a publicly owned city, not in a privately owned city. So if you have a city, Shahir Shahisa Kinyan Yachid, Afilu Nase Shel Rabim, even if things have changed, economy has changed, and therefore the person who owns the city has decided that he's going to sell off part of the city. So now the city is owned, it's divided into five sections. There are five owners of the city, and each section has 10,000 people. In this case, and when we say here a city, let's assume we're dealing with a walled city. So in this case, Mishtarfim Kulam Shituf Echad, no big deal. Since the city once upon a time started out as a city that was owned by one person, you can make one Shituf, which means one big Erev. Everyone joins together in one large Erev. Echatzeres Shituf Emevos. V'yataltalu b'chol ha'madina, you can carry in the entire city without any restriction, and you do not need a shiur. V'chein im ha'isa shel rabin, v'yesh lo pesach echad. Furthermore, let's say it's one city, and there's only one gate, there's only one exit, walled city, even though it's owned by the public, every person in the city owns their own house, but there's only one exit to out into out and out outside the city. Mishtatvim kulam shidavechad. You do not need to have a shiur. Aval im haisa shel rabim. But let's say the city belongs to a community. Everyone in the city owns their own home. And v'yesh lo shnei psachim. And there is more than one exit. There are two ways out into the street. Sha'am nichnasim b'zeh v'yoytzim b'zeh. Even if the gates are only one way, if you want to leave, you go through this exit. You want to go out, you want to enter, you go through that exit, but there are two gates. Afilu naseh shol yachid. Even if now one person has purchased the entire city, so technically the city is owned by one individual and everyone pays them rent, it doesn't matter. In this case, here is where Chazal instituted, they created a takana. I guess this was a common case. Ein me'arvin es kula, you may not make one error for the entire community. Ela manichin nimena mokim echad, you must leave over one section. Afilu chotzer achas ubayis tasach, even one courtyard with one home. Umishtaf mashar, and the rest of the city can join together in erev. Ve'yiyu elu ha'mishtafim kula mutar mechol uir chutz meos ha'mokim sheshiru, and everyone else in the city can carry throughout the entire city except for the place that's been left out. Ve'yiyu oisam ha'nishar mutar b'mukaymam, and b'shituf sh'oisam li'atzmam. There's a little bit of a stick of the gear saying the sugar points out, let's leave now. They take out the vav. Im hayu nisham rabim. Then you add v'asurim. You have to add the vav goes before the word asurim. V'asurim l'talvel b'shar kol uyar. Basically, all it means is that you leave out a certain courtyard, and in that courtyard, the people in the courtyard themselves can make their own eruv chatzeros, and the rest of the city, the other 10,000 people in the city, they make their eruv, and the 10,000 people can carry freely throughout the entire city, but the 10,000 people may not carry in this little courtyard because that's not part of their eruv. And the people in that courtyard can carry in their own courtyard as long as they have made among themselves their own eruv chatzeros or shetuf mevos, but the people in that courtyard may not carry in the rest of the city. Why? Here is why. V'dovar zeh mishum hekerhu. The reason why you must leave out part of the city and not include it in the main area is so that it should be a heker, it should be a reminder that there is something called the prohibition to carry on Shabbos from one rishus to another rishus. Kidei sheyedu shehoeruv hiter lohem letaltel beirze sherabim boikim ba. The only reason why they are allowed to carry in this city is because they have made an eruv. Sherabim mokem shnishar v'loin shtati v'moim im taltel ba. And the way that the reminder is being that there is a domain where they may not carry. And they ask the question, why may we not carry here? And then they are reminded because of the laws of Eruvim, the laws of Hatzavach Nasa. Ela Eul Yatsman, Eul Yatsman. That is the law of Imratzalav, Mavli, Mavli, Bifne Atzal, Kosher, and Mahari. Of course, if you want to go divide the city into parts, and you want to make two separate Eruv in the city, that this alleyway has its own Eruv, and this alleyway has its own Eruv, that's even better. The Ain't Shir Godel Mizeh, that's the ultimate Shiur. If you have two separate communities and one may not carry from one to the other, that's the ultimate Shiur, dividing the city into two parts. Now, so this is what is called the Heker. Let's just see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah explains this. Let's just see, let me just find which Mishnah Berurah. Let's say b'shitov shoysen li'asen rabim kidei. Let's say yud. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah sif katan yud kidei sheyedu avlam lo hayu shichum l'shayr haya ta'erev mishtakeach. If you would not be required to leave over a section of the city that's not part of the community, the laws of erev would be forgotten. V'hoysa mishtakeachas teras rishus le'echad rishus harabim. Alidei, and the laws of Rishus Horabim will be forgotten. Alidei Shiroin Shematatan the ear Kazo Hadoimel Rishus Horabim. By people will observe that you carry here without any restrictions. Now, what now? Now, here comes a question from the Mishnah. What about if there are non-Jewish homes? What about the non-Jewish homes? Now, this goes back to what we learned yesterday. Not in modern times, due to what we discussed yesterday about the gas and water and electricity, but in ancient times, where there was, where each home was 100% independent, and if there's a non-Jew, we are required to do schiras rishus, correct? We must do schiras rishus from the non-Jews. So we've learned yesterday that how are you going to do schiras rishus from 10,000 non-Jews? Impossible. You go to the mayor. But the mayor does not have rights on the individual homes. The mayor only has rights on the streets. So in Echanan, we learned yesterday, Mikaradin, when you do schiras rishus from the mayor, from the government official, that allows you to carry in the street. But it does not allow you to carry into the home of the non-Jew. So technically speaking, if you have a community eruv, our example goes when we had 100,000 people, 30,000 Jews, 70,000 non-Jews, and we go to the governor or to the mayor and we rent the street rishus from the governor, all that allows us to do is to carry from our home to a home of another Jew or to a Beis HaKnesses or into the street, but you're not allowed to carry from your home into the home of a non-Jew because you did not, he is not part of the Eruv HaTzeros, and you did not do with him Schiras Rishus, and even though you did Schiras Rishus from the mayor only has a right to rent the streets, does not have a right to rent the individual property, the individual home of the guy. So now along comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he asks the question, what happens if you have such a situation where you have non-Jews living in the city, and the mayor has rented the streets, but the mayor has not had, does not have the authority to rent the individual property of the guy? Do we say that the homes of the non-Jews can serve as a shiur for the Erev, and serve as a reminder, a hecker, that there is something called a law of Eruv Echatzeros and Eruvim? So that he brings down, there's a big machlokes. If we can, if we eat, we bought him akum in mochavi shiur linyan ze, yesh deois bein hapoiskim v'toiv lahachmer, and to assume that's not what Chazal had in mind. Because since, generally speaking, we do anyway do not enter the home of a non-Jew, it's not sufficient to rely upon the home of a non-Jew as a shear. There must be another section of the city that's not included in the area, a Jewish section, that will serve as a shear. Now let's read over here some very interesting things from Halach L'maisa B'zman Hazeh. Again, nothing over here is too concrete. Nothing of just throwing out some ideas from the Dirshu in number 5. Dirshu from the left side, it says Shitas Magen Avram Shel Halacha Yesh Lo Hakel Kishitas Rashi Shemakom Shein Mahalchem Beishishim Wibo Einoi Nechshav L'Rishus Harabim. So here we have the first leniency. Now this is not necessarily going to work for Flatbush or work for a very large city, but the first leniency is if you have a community, which I think in America most community Eruvim do not have the problem of Shishim. We only have that in New York City and in Brooklyn, but out of town you don't have this problem. If you have less than 600,000 people, that is not called a Rishus Harabim Doirai. So we mentioned this, so we'll go back to the very beginning. And there is no requirement then to leave over a shiur. So if you do have such a situation, let's say you have a city, or an area, a big bungalow colony, completely enclosed by a gate, and there's nothing on the outside, that would present a problem, because it's completely enclosed, let's assume, and there's no one on the outside. Do you need to have a shiur in the bungalow colony as a reminder there's something called an Erev? No, because in the bungalow colony itself you don't have 600,000 people. How come this man has it? The Magen Avram. Okay, we're going back to town of the Magen Avram. Why don't we have we not heard of this? No one ever heard of this before. You ever hear this before? You make an Erev and make sure you leave out a home or a courtyard that's not part of the Erev. How come we don't do this? It's explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a Gemara. Why don't we do this? Because Shekevan Shedayoros Shalonu Ein Shishim Wibo Dinam Ki'ir Shel Yochid. Since our cities have less than 600,000, it's the category of an Ir Shel Yochid, and that was the first thing that the Shulchan Aruch taught us, this takana was only said in a large city of Rishus Rabim that has more than 600,000. But this takana was never instituted for an Ir Shel Yachid. Shem Arv Meskula, or Vishar Tzion, Hevi Shel Eli Rabba, Hisig Al Devar, if he disagrees. And we know this because according to many opinions, what is called a Rishus Ram Deraisa, you don't need to have 600,000, 10 people. Any little alleyway that's 16 amos wide, 32 feet, l'choladeus, and that there are 10 people have free access to walk there, is called, min ha-Torah, a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. We discussed this way back when we learned these halachas, all the leniency we apply to Zmanazeh to make a Reuven, we're very lenient. But the Eli Rabba disagrees, because of Shein Halacha Kishus Rashi, we're passing like Rashi. That was one of the first things that we learned when we learned this. Shin Memhei, all the way back. Shahar Beri Shainim Mechad Nipaskim Kishuv Shemokim Sheruchovot Hezainam, in the place that's 16 amos wide, in Am Nechshav Sharam. Gam Im Ein Mechalchim Bayi Shishim Rubu, we don't have 600,000. V'yesh Lahach Merkid Reim. Ubir Shal Shidus Eilu Mash Ein Noyagim L'Sha. Why don't we bezmanaz leave over a house without that's that part of the Eruv? Who kevan Shasemchim Al Batim Shal Nochrim. So the Magen Avraham says, we rely upon the leniency of the Mishnah Berurah since there are many days. We do rely upon the non-Jewish home. Since we may not enter the non-Jewish home, therefore that's enough. Nachim Kishir. Okay, Alpha Pisha, Lahalon, Kosav, Shetoyev, Lahachmesh, Lahachshah, but even though Mishnah Berurah says it's not a good idea. Next, the Chazanish, Kosav, Shalathim, Asher, Makilim, Lasakinis, Arachavos, Bitsur, Sapesach, the Hechroch, Shemaitim, Bikidas Rashi, Shim, Ein, Mahalchim, Bashi, Shim, Riboy, Einam, Rishus, Rabim, Ulafichach, Gam, Ein, Hagim, Bashir. We're not knowing Shir, Amnam, Bimokim, Acher, Hesik, Shikra, Hatam. So first, the Chazanish says that we send on Rashi. We hold like Rashi that it's not called a Rishus, that the halach is only true in the Rishus Harabim. And since we don't have a Rishus Harabim, we don't have 600,000 people that has the status of an Ir Shel Yachid. And in an Ir Shel Yachid, you don't need to have a Shir. But then he says, not so simple. Shrikah Hatam Shisim Halach El Batikim Tursa Pesach Inam Mishum Shis Rashi El Mishum Shagam Lush Saram Imid Muba Ulutam Ze Luchorit Sach Lahachim Elin Shir. However, it's not so maybe really it is called a Rishus Saram and the Chazan, and we hold that you can make an Erev in a Rishus Saram. Shur Lufi Hatam Ze Beim Asir Chavos Nashav Shis Saram Kevin Shir Chashim Shidas Harishayim Shagam Im Halachim Bapachas Mishishim Riboy Yeish La Din Rishus Saram Ela. Okay, so he doesn't give an answer. Chazanish says, "Takas Tzorachim, why don't we do this?" With the safe, one a little interesting thing that he does point out is that in Yerushalayim, what about Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim, the old city, it's surrounded by a wall. That's always discussed as the best case, right? The best type of Rishus HaYachid is the city of the old city, Eir Atika. There's a wall. That's around, so you can't get a better wall than that. But we're in Yerushalayim, and it's not a yachid. Yerushalayim is not a privately owned city. Yerushalayim is shared by the tzibur. So we're in Yerushalayim, and let's say we're going to be machmir. We're not going to hold the leniency of the nachrim. So you got a big problem. You go to Yerushalayim. You're in a hotel, let's say you're in the old city, everyone is carrying Yerushalayim. Why? Because there's a wall around the city. It's a Rishus HaYachid. And certainly, the Rav of Yerushalayim, whatever the Rav of Yerushalayim is, has made for, it was Mezak and the whole Yerushalayim with the name of Ichat Tzeres and Shittuvim Mavos. And there's no question that they've rented Schiras Rishus from the non-Jews. There's a Christian quarter, the Muslim quarter, right? There are non-Jewish sections, there are non-Jews. And the authority, the government, certainly whoever's in charge of the Yerushalayim has rented the Rishus of the streets from the non-Jews. So this Tchilas Mokim. So now the question is, but don't you have to have it in the Ir Shel Rabim? Let's assume, Paskin, that you don't need 600,000 people to be called the Rishus HaYochid, to be called the Rishus HaRabim. So I don't know, I don't think you have in Yerushalayim 600,000 people, but let's assume we're following, not like Rashi, that it's called the Rishus HaRabim, so it's an Ir Shel Rabim, and there's a narrative of Chatzeros, and the Shittuv Mavos, and Yevskir Shoshos, but we're missing one last ingredient, the last ingredient of an Erev, is Shiur. So where is the Shiur in Yerushalayim? So you wouldn't believe what it says here. Avasev pri adama, hevi, shenogu b'zmanenu, lo'arim es kol Yerushalayim, chutz mehamokalim shesoviv hamikdash. The Harabayis. The Harabayis is not included in the Erev. Unbelievable. So if you, now there's a very big controversy if you're allowed to go to the Harabayis. I'm sure you all are very well aware of that. Big achloikis. I mean, everyone agrees you're not allowed to go on the Harabayis to look at Hamikdash. That no one would dare do. Talking about on the outskirts, if you go up, the Harabayis is 500 amos by 500 amos, so supposedly they know exactly where those 500 amos are, so they're careful, they stay away, they only go towards the other extreme, other end, and you can look and you can see where the Middash once was. Okay, whatever, that's very controversial. Most of the Gedolei Yisrael are very, very against this. But let's say Lu Yitzui, you go there. If you go there on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. You're not allowed to take, at least you're not allowed to carry something that you have with you from the Kosel and bring it up to the Harabayis, because that's not part of the Erev. Why is that not part of the Erev? Because of what we learned today. Din Shiur. Is it to Yerushalayim the Machin? Even though Derech Klal we're not Machin because of Semach and Rashi, that it's not called the Rishos Sarabim, so therefore our cities are called the Yerushal Yochid. Yerushal Yochid, you don't need Shiur. But there's definitely, and even if you hold this near, and even if you want to hold, you want to say that it's called, Yerushal Rabim, there's another leniency that the Nochrim, which today you should know is not a good leniency. Because Bizman Hazeh, or based on what we learned yesterday, it could very well be that Me'ikar Hadin, we are allowed to carry from our homes into the home of a non-Jew, based upon what we've learned yesterday, that being that in the homes of the non-Jew there are utilities, there's gas, water meters, and so on and so forth, so the government has rights to store their property in the reshus of the non-Jew. So when they rent, when we rent from the authorities, we're renting also the reshus of the non-Jew, so we can carry into the home of the non-Jew. So that's not a shiur. So that's also a problem. But for some reason, we're very meikel. I guess because the Erev only goes that far. Outside the wall of the Erev, you can't go. But outside the Erev, it's part of the city. I mean, that's really the reason why we make a lot of like the Flapush, or people, communities. The city is not enclosed. The Erev just stops here. Why does it stop? Because here's where the telephone poles go. But the city limits go much further. There's another 20 blocks. You keep on going. And Echanami, that's not part of the Erev. So there is a shiur. We only, on the Erev, a segment of the city. But if you have a situation where it is indeed enclosed, this is the boundary of the city, you got a problem. So you have to come on to leniencies. Leniency, non-Jewish homes. If you have non-Jewish homes that don't have any utilities, or you'll have you'll hold like Rashi, that it's not called an Ir Sharam. But what about Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh? We don't want to come on to any leniencies. In the Chanami, there is a shir. The Harabayis is the shir. So this is a fascinating idea.
I think that, you know, the main point is that you should recognize that there are rules regarding Eruv HaTzeiros. The heker now is when one group makes an Eruv, there's surely another group that doesn't hold from it. So there is no stronger heker than that.
Okay, I don't know if you can say that. I hear what you're saying very clearly, but okay. I'll just finish up the simin. Hagav itself, let's just finish up the simin, we'll stop at the end of the Ramah. One more line. Hagav v'tzach sheyasu b'neim shtei pasim shel shnei mashuhuyin. Now he's getting to technical details that in the situation when you want to go and exclude a mavui from the general Erev, make sure that they are closed off. They have to have a wall. If you have an Erev, a community Erev, and your Erev is open to a Rishus that's not part of the Erev, the part that's not of the area that's not part of the Erev will ruin it for the remainder, for the part of the city which is part of the Erev, unless you build a wall. you have a halachic wall separating the section that's not part of the Erev from the section that is part of the Erev. Therefore, the Aramah just says, V'tzach sheyasu b'neihem shnei pasin, if you have a breach from the part that's included to the part that's not included, and the breach is less than 10 amos, which is a Pesach, make sure you put up two small posts. Shnei pasim, shal shnei mashulim, even if they're very, very small, imu rochav esra amos, if it's 10 amos wide, uviyosemeyes, if it's until 10 amos wide. Uviyosemeyes, if it's more than 10 amos wide, so then you have to make a real wall to close off the section that's not part of the Erev from the section that is included in the Erev. Okay, we will stop here. I'll do the minhag.